Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Lamed Vav, and we're holding six lines from the bottom of Lamed Hey Amid Beis, where the Gemara is beginning with a new Braisa. Zok to Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Aroyois Ushniois La Aroyois, Ein Lehen Loi Knas Veloi Pitui. On the surface, Aroyois means a person who is Chas Shalom Ma'anes, one of the Aroyois. We're talking about again a Nara Psula, where the din is, if when Chas V'Sholem is Ma'are, when is Ma'anes, a Nara Psula, or for that matter, one is Mefata, it wasn't a question of violating, it was a question of a consensual relationship. What's Halacha by an Erva, like we had in the Mishnah, Achoisoi, Achois Ishtoi, Achois Oviv, or Shniois, we'll see in the Gemara shortly what Shniois means. In all of those cases, ain len loy knas v'loy pitoy, there's no din of knas, you don't have to pay the 50 shkolim, neither by ma'anes, nor by mefata. Ma'anes we know means a young lady who was married off by her mother or older brother, because she was nebuch a yesayma, and then she decided before she became bas mitzvah to be ma'anes. Ma'anes, as you know, means to refuse to continue living with her husband, and she's allowed to do that because since the whole kiddushin was dirabanan, she's allowed to sever it midrabanan just by saying, I don't want to live with this person anymore. So, if again she is violated, ein lo loy knas v'loy pitoy, there's no din of knas and no din of pitoy. Knas again refers to a masa oines, pitoy is referring to a case of mefata. The Brisa continues, Ailinus, ein lelo knas v'lo pitoy. Ailinus, as you know, means a young lady that unfortunately never developed any simone naharus, and therefore the assumption is that she unfortunately will never be able to go and have children. All of the cases that the Brisa is enumerating, we're going to explore and expound upon in great detail shortly. And finally, Hayoitz mishim shemra, ein lelo knas v'lo pitoy. A yoit rishim shemra means that a husband lived with his new wife. They got married on Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday evening, they lived together. The next morning, the husband goes to Bezdin and brings Edim that unfortunately she had no psulim and that therefore she should be banished. And in fact, the Gemara is going to ask on the Amud Beis, it's only a question of ein lo leknas v'le pitoy. Isn't there a problem of chas v'sholem she gets skila? If in fact we were moitzi her because of a shem ra, which turned out to be an accurate shem ra, so then it's not a question she won't get knas and pitoy. Chas v'sholem she deserves to be stoned. The Gemara is going to discuss all of this in another moment. So we start the brayse again. The brayse started aroyus u'shniyos ein lehem lo knas. V'reitimor my aroyus and my shniyos l'aroyus. What are the definitions of these terms? Ileima aroyos. Aroyos mamish. Are we talking about normal, regular aroyos? Like we had in our Mishnah, that all of the aroyos, as we know, have a din of kareis. And many of them have a din even of chas v'sholem misa bidei bezdin. So what's the din? Ein len knas. What shniyos? Shniyos with divrei sofrim. Those are those that we had back in Masechtas Yevamis, that the Rabbanan added to those which are set forth in the Torah, another generation or more, both upwards and downward. For instance, you talk about Imoy is awesome in HaTorah. What about Aim Imoy? Or Aim Imoy? And the same thing is the Aim Aviv and Bas Bas Bitoy. In other words, you keep on adding more generations. Those are Shniois Midivri Safin. So we're saying about all of those that there's no din of Kenas and no din of Pitoy. Frankly, I don't understand. Since you're telling me Minat Torah, the Shniyos Laroyes, you're allowed to marry, it's only Midrabanan that you're not allowed to marry. So Ibazoi, Samai England Knas. Why is there no din of Knas? Because since Minat Torah, you could have a marriage, and the Torah says, Veloisia Leisha, Leyucha Leshalcho Kol Yamov, so Minat Torah, Veloisia Leisha, there is Havaya of Kedushin. So Ibazoi, there should be a din of Knas. Says Zimor, you got a good point. And therefore, Shnius Laroyis doesn't mean Shnius Midivri Sofrim, but rather, says Zimor, El Aroyis Ar Chayove Misois Bezdin. And shniyos achayove krisus. Avchayove lav and yeshlen knas. Umani shimenat timnihi. What does Gemara mean to say? So Gemara says, when we said that aroyis ein len knas, it's talking about chayove misis bezdin. For instance, like we had yesterday, a person who lives with Bitoy, his own daughter, Rachmona Litzlan. What's the din? There's a din of Misa. What din of Misa? The Torah says, Be'esh Yisrafu Oysa V'yesen, a din chas v'sholem of Sreifa, Rachmona Litzlan. So that's Chayav Misa's best. So if someone violated one of his immediate relatives, for instance, Bitoy, and she was a Narab Sula, since if there are Edim, there would be a din of Mrs. Bazdin, you don't have the Kiyum of Veloy Siali Isha, Leyuchel Shalchel Kol Yamav. She's obviously not fit to go and marry. There's no Havayas Kiddushin. So there's no din of Knas, according to this Mandiyama. And the Shniyois means it doesn't rise to the level of Aroyis with his Mrs. Bazdin, but there's a din of Chiyav Koris, like all of those that we had in the first Mishnah in our Perek. The Achoyse, Achoyse Ishtar, Achoyse Oviv, all of those guys, where it doesn't say a din of Misa, but at the end of the parish it says, Kikola Shiyasa Mikola Tiyavis Eila V'nichrisa. So on all of these, Ein Lo Knas. Why is there no Knas? Because it goes according to Shimon HaTimni. What did Shimon HaTimni say? Back on Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, Shimon HaTimni says, since the Pasuk by Oynes is Machayiv, not only the Shloishim Shekel, but it's also Machayiv that they have to get married. What's stated in Pasuk? The Nosano Ish Hashoichiv Ima Lavi Hanara Hamishim Kosef. He has to go and pay 50 Kesef. The Loisiel Isha, and he has to take her for a wife. Why? Tachas Asher Ina. Oh, so remember, Shimon HaTimni said, it's got to be a lady Shiyesh Bahavaya. Loisiek Leisha, it's got to be a lady that there's a Vayas Kedushin. If there's a Vayas Kedushin, then you got to be the pay the Chamishim Shokel. Since by Mises Bezin and Chayove Krisis, there is no Havaya, because if the Kedushin is not Toifis, then you're potter from Knas. A Chayove Lavin, Yeshlen Knas. Chayove Lavin, there is a din of Knas. Why? Because there is a Vayas of Kedushin. Because except for Rebbe Akiva, Kedushin Toifsim Chayove Lavin, Umani Shimon HaTimnihi. I think Rabbi has a question that he wants to ask. Rabbi?
I'm a bit confused about Shniyos. We are talking about a generation past. It's not a Naro. A Knas is only saying by Naro. How are we talking about the Vassos on anything but Naros here? The Shniyos are not Naros.
Rabbi, you're asking an excellent, excellent question. What Rabbi is saying is, according to the way we learned initially, that Shniyos Midivrei Sofra means, like it says in the Gemara in Yevamos, that you add other generations. Rashi says, like, Eim Imoy and Eim Aviv. So what does it say in the Braisa? If a person is Ma'anis, Eim Imoy and Eim Aviv, then you put them in a Knas. Freitach Rabbi, Iretach Narishkaiten. If you're talking about Eim Aviv or Eim Imoy, she's no longer a Nara, and she's no longer a Psula. Because how could she go and be the grandmother? Did you ever see a grandmother that was a Nara? She's only 12 years old. And she's a Psula. She was never a Ba'ula. I mean, how did they have children? How did she have grandchildren? So that is very, very difficult. So the Kasha that Rabbi asks, he's in very good company. Because the Rishash asked the Kasha in back of the Gemara, as well as Rabbi Yankov Emden. So you have two great pillars that asked your question. And they both answer the same thing, that when Rashi said it, it's lav dafka. Rashi's just hopping on the first case that you have there in Masechtas Yevamos, because as you recall, the din of Shniyos doesn't only go upwards, it also goes downwards. So although Bitoy and Bas Bitoy says Befeirish in the Torah, what about Bas Bitoy? In other words, a great-granddaughter. If you have Nebuch HaMashigina, who goes and lives with his great-granddaughter, and he's Ma'anasir, or Mefata, Bishashi's a Narab Sula, no, Minat Torah, there's no Isser of living with a great-granddaughter. It's Shniyos Daroyes, Shniyos Mitivrei Sofrim. And that's what the Gemara said. Oh, on that there's no knas. Why isn't there a knas? Because since he's able to go and marry her min ha-toira, so kedushin is toifis. So you have a kiyum of v'lo yisia li'isha. He can go and take her for a wife. So what's the problem? He has to go and pay the knas. And that's why the Gemara says we're not referring to shnius midibrei sofrim. Shnius means it's secondary to the most harsh cases of arroyos. What do I mean, the most harsh cases? That arroyos, which are really the biggest, the grand slam home run ones, those are the mechuyev misa, such as bitoy, which we spoke about yesterday, we'll speak about it in the Mishnah and the Amud Beis, where there's a din of sreifa. And shnius are those that there's no misa's bezdin, but there's a chiyev kares. That's misa bidei shemoyim. Kares and misa bidei shemoyim are not synonymous, but kares means that it's min shemoyim. That's why they're considered to be shnius. In both of those cases, the Tanav of this price always like Shimon HaTimni. And Shimon HaTimni says that since you don't have a kiyum of v'loy siya le'isha, there is no havayas kedushin. Because ain't kedushin toifsin be misis bezin, chayovi misis bezin, or by chayovi krist. Av chayovi lavin, where kedushin is toifis, then yeshlen knas. Then there would be a din of knas after all. So bottom line, shniyos over here doesn't mean what we think shniyos means, but shniyos means chayovi krisis. Mani shimon etimnihi. Ikriyama, but there's another version. Aroyis are chayovi misis bezin. V'chayavi krisis. Those go together because, after all, if a person lives with an erva, either there's misis bezin, or there's karis, or there's potentially both. Not that you can get both, but all the misis bezin have also a backup option of karis if you don't have hasra with edim. Shniyos is chayavi lavin. Oh, so the Brisa says that even by shniyos, by chayavi lavin, there's no din of knas. Why not? Because v'lo yisia le'isha, but there is a vayis kedushin. So I don't understand. Says the Gemara, mani etrib shim menasi. Again, back in Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, we had a machloket between Shimon HaTimni and Reb Shim Menasi. Reb Shim Menasi said that v'lo yisia le'isha doesn't mean that there has to be havayis kedushin. It means re'uya le'kaima, that he can go and keep her. According to Reb Shim Menasi, you can't go and keep the Chayav Elavin, although Kedushin is Toifis, but every single day that you live together with this wife, if she's, for instance, a Mamzeres, it's an Isalav, you're not allowed to go and marry an Isalav, and you're not to live with an Isalav. This is a continuing Isser, unfortunately. So therefore, since it's not Ru'il Kaima, says Rishim Ben Asya, no din of Knas. Right, it says in the Bright, some Amenis Eilola Knas V'loi Pitui. Now, we all know what is a ma'enis. A ma'enis means a girl that was married off by the mother or the older brother, because there is no father. She's never an orphan. And she lived together with her husband for some period of time. And then before she becomes bas mitzvah, she says, no more. I want out of this marriage. Okay, so it says about this young lady who was mima'enis, that if subsequently somebody came and was boil her, we're assuming that this mima'enis did not have be'ila with her husband, because if they would have had be'a, then she would no longer be a nara psula. But we're assuming that there was no be'a. And what are we saying about her? That the ma'enis has no knas v'le pitui. But what happens, what about her twin sister? Haktana be'alma. What about a regular ktana? In other words, not a ktana that was married off by the mother. A regular ktana. It's mashu ktana be'alma isla. She would have a din of knas and pitoy. Because if you would go and tell me that every ktana is ptura mina knas u mina pitoy, why are we talking about ma'enis? Let's just talk about ktana generally. Is the chasim ma'enis is talking no din of knas and din of pitoy? But ktana there is. Zukti mora, mani rabbanani, di amri ktana yesh lo knas. Because as you'll recall, and as the Gemara is going to remind us momentarily, there's a machloikis where the ktana also has a din of knas or only a nara. The Torah only says nara psula. However, the Chachamim hold that not only nara, but also ktana. We didn't learn yet inside the Gemara what the makar is. I believe we're going to have it tomorrow. And the Gemara is going to say, because it says nara without a hay in the Torah, we read it nara because it's a Greek sif. But since it says without a hay, so therefore, if you will, it's a It's almost a Nara, it's not a full-fledged Nara, and that's a Ketana. Ketana, who's 10, 11 years old, she's going to be a Nara. So that's why the Torah leaves out the Hey, you say the Rabbanan, to include a Ketana, Yesh lo Knas. So then the Reish is fine, a Meme'enes Ketana, Ein lo Knas. A regular Ketana, Yesh lo Knas. But let's continue on, Eim HaSeifer. Islandis Ein lo Knas v'le Pitoi. Now, why doesn't an islandess have knas? So we learned this back in Masechtas Yevamos, and the Gemara is going to repeat it yet again in another two lines. The reason is because by an islandess, she never goes through the Nara stage. She jumps from Ketana to Boigris. When does she jump? Is Machloikis there in the Gemara, whether it's at 18 years old or 20 years old. Let's assume at 20 years old. So until 20, she never had Simone Na'arus. Now she's 20. Now, at 20 years old, she's now a certified islandess, and she now becomes a boigeris. She never went through that six-month na'ara period, and therefore there's no din of knas. Yes, Barry?
How can we know a woman is an islandess when she's 12 to 12 and a half? You've been saying, and you're it's probably going to voice initially, you only know she's an islandess after another 7-8 years. When nothing happened, she wasn't delayed, she completely doesn't mature at all. So if the whole life of a teacher or a modest Narasua is from 12 and a half, it's 6-7 years later when this becomes evident. So what would you wait to hold this kind of case for 7-8 years? It doesn't sound like it makes sense to me.
No, it doesn't make sense at all. And the answer is that we're talking about, number one, she didn't get her shtei sa'arois at 12 or 12 and a month or 12 and 2 months and 12 and 3 months. And the Imon Yevam has told us a whole bunch of masculine type of features that she has, such as she has a masculine voice. She doesn't develop and mature like a young lady would starting at the age of 12 or 12 and a month or 12 and 2 months, etc. Obviously, a girl who's only 12 doesn't have the same maturity in terms of physicality as a girl who's already 14, 15, 16. Yeah, true. But nevertheless, things start to develop. And here, all the girls say about her, and the mother says about her, that's very strange. She looks like a boy. She has absolutely no indications that she's a girl, and she has no shtei sa'aris, and she has a masculine voice, and nothing is moving, etc. Yes, Barry?
Absolutely, yes,
saying that she's a confirmed islandess. What we're saying is, if you will, at the between 12, I mean, Lamaisa, an islandess is only a confirmed islandess at the age of 18 or 20. So you're 100% right. However, this person, the perpetrator who went and lived with her, either Ba'oinis or Baratzain, maybe he was a shtickl scholar, and he figured out, she looks like she's never going to develop, this young lady, and therefore this is going to be a freebie. I won't have to go and pay the 50 shkolim, because she's an islandess. He lived with her, and afterwards they went to Beis Din, and he said, she looks like an islandess, and the Beis Din said, well, you got a point, and perhaps they would put the 50 into some sort of trust account, and wait until she becomes 18 or 20, and then they'll say, now she's confirmed islandess, the money goes back, because unfortunately she does not get that money, because she never became an Arab. Okay?
I
would think so. I would think so, yeah. No problem. So getting back to Agamar. So what do I see from all of that? We're saying that Islandis Ein lo Knas v'le Pitoi is the Chayyur. This goes like Reb Meir, the Amar Ketana Ein lo Knas. And V'hami Katnusa Yotze Labagar. By a Boigris, we say, not a Boigris, by an Islandis, we say that she skips the Na'ara stage, she goes straight from Katnus to Bagris, and that's why she's not going to go and get a Knas. But that suggests that a Ketana doesn't have a Knas, because if you tell me the Ketana gets a knas. Who cares whether she skips the na'ara stage and she goes from katnas to bagras? So as long as she's still a ktana, she should have a din of knas. Is the chasimah goes a good remei that holds ktana ain't lo knas. So now I have a stira. The reish of the brayse says mima enas ain't lo knas. Is the chmashma the regular ktana yesh lo knas like rabbanim. The seif of the brayse says Islandis doesn't have a knas. Why? Because she doesn't have the na'ara stage in her life. But she does have katnus. If you hold like the Rabbanan, the ketani yesh lo knas, she should go and get the shkolim, she should get the knas, because of the fact that she's a ketana. Is Reish Rabbanan the same for a mayor? V'chi teimim, maybe you're going to tell me, kul remeir he, that the entire brisa goes according to a mayor, including the second case, in other words, the first case, I'm sorry, including the first case, and the case of Me'enes Ein Lo Knas. What we said is the Chmash B'Ketana Yesh Lo Knas, which was the Rabbanon. No. Maybe that goes according to Remeir. Me'enes Sov Lek Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Me'enes, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. What means he holds like Rabbi Yehuda? As we'll see in another two lines, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a girl can be Me'enes even after she becomes a Nara. Where do we see that? Again, we're going to see in a brayse in another moment. If you're going to learn like that, that even a nara can be mimma enes, so then going back to the beginning of the brayse, explains Rashi, don't say mimma enes, ein lo loy knas v'loy pitri, and be metai kaktana bi alma isla. No. Since mimma enes includes nara, be metai mimma enes, ein lo loy knas v'loy pitri, ha nara ba alma isla. Oh, that's good. Everybody agrees a regular Nara gets Knas of Pitui. That's not only according to Rabbanan, that's according to everybody. So that would work beautifully. We don't have to say that the ratio of the price only goes according to Rabbanan because we are Medayik. Mima Enes doesn't get Knas. Ketana does get Knas. No. If it goes according to Yehuda, Mima Enes doesn't get a Knas, but a Nara gets a Knas. That stems according to even the Rameir. But Lamaisi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But then we have a brayser, and Masi Abbas Menes. Until how late can Abbas Menes? Atchitovi Shtei Saris, until she gets Shtei Saris. In other words, at Bas Mitzvah time. Divrame, and that's the way we normally learn. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Atchiyar B'Shochar Al Halovan. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's later on when she's already into her narus. When it's Yar B'Shoch HaLoven. Yar B'Shoch HaLoven means that down below, instead of just having two pubic hairs, it's all much darker. Now, Parshat Pshat, that would mean that there are many hairs. Instead of just two, they're 10, they're 20. However, Rashi learns, like the Gemara says in Masechtas Nida, it means that the two hairs, even if she only has two hairs, however, they have grown beyond just little insignificant hairs, and they are so large that they have now spread out over the area down below. And therefore, it looks like Yar B'Shochar Alalovan, even though there are only two hairs, but the two hairs are so long that they have made a whole, it's dark down below. Aha. But one thing I see, so bottom line is, from this brayso we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a Nara can go and be Mima Enes, and that's what we wanted to say a moment ago, that the ratio of the price is Rameir, and Rameir holds like Rabbi Yehuda. But we see from this price that Rameir disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, because Rameir says only a Ketana can be Mima Enes, and not Rabbi Yehuda, and not like Rabbi Yehuda that holds even a Naro. Says Zigmar, okay, you're right. So let's go the other way around. El Rabbi Yehuda hi. The ratio of the price is Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore he says, Mima Enes, who's a Naro, doesn't get knas, but a nara ba'alma is lo knas. So we're not dealing with ketan at all. We're talking about just strictly nara. And then the sefer could also go according to Yehuda. And what does it say in the sefer? Then island is ein lo knas. You know why? Because there's no naras period at all. You go and jump from ketana to all the way to boigris. And Yehuda will hold like Rameir, the ketana ein lo knas. So if you more eler Yehudi, a ketana so like Rameir. So the chayyim, that would also be a good pshat in that original brayse. But does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rameir? V'homer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Zudiv Rameir. A later Gemara, the Gemara is going to talk about who gets a knas, who doesn't get a knas. And the Gemara is going to say over there, there's a braisa, a mishnah, that's going to go and say that a ketana ain lo knas. Only nara, not a ketana. And Rav Yehuda Omer Rav says, that's Rav Meir speaking. That's Rav Meir. In other words, a shitas yachid, it's only Rav Meir. He's the one that holds ketana ain lo knas. Vim Isa, if you're telling me that the braisa, which we just finished here at the top, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rav Meir that a ketana ain lo knas, so ibazoy vim isa tu to be Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda mi boile. We shouldn't keep it just Rav Meir, which sounds like one against all the chachamim. We should go and say to Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda together, both hold the din of ketana ain lo knas. Izach mash with the taka, Rav Meir is out there by himself, fending on his own. So who then is the Tana of this Braisa? Everything Gemara, you're right. The Braisa is not Rav Meir, and it's not Rav Yehuda, but it's Haitana Sovelik Rav Meir, Bechoda Upalik Alei Bechoda. There is a Tana out there who remains anonymous. The Gemara doesn't tell us who that Tana is. When it comes to the Halacha of Knas Sovelik Rav Meir, as was, that a Tana Ein lo knas, only a nara, not a ketana. Upali gali b'chodah, but in the first halacha, the guy min me'enes, there he disagrees with Rav Meir, and there he would hold like Reb Yehuda, that a nara can also be min me'enes. So therefore, your diak would be in the reisha. Min me'enes, who's a nara, no knas. Nara bi'alma is lo knas. That's fine, everybody agrees with that. And therefore, it is now an unnamed Tana. And that's why you cannot ask now, why doesn't Rav Yehuda Omer Rav say, Zu Divrei Meir and this unknown Tana? Because I don't have a name for the unknown Tana. If I had a name for him, I would go and say, it's Rav Meir mit Rav Yossi, it's Rav Meir mit Rav Loza ben Shemua, Rav Meir with Rav Lezer, with Rav Yeshua. But since I don't know the name, that's why Rav Yehuda Omer Rav said, the only one that we know for sure, who we've confirmed his name, that's Rav Meir. Another teretz to answer the stira about ketana yoknas nishknas, Rav from Omer Mai Mima'enes, when it says in the braisa Mima'enes ain lo knas, it doesn't mean a girl that has already been Mima'enes, rather haru'uya l'ma'en. What we really mean to say is, any girl who's of the age, that were she to be married off by her mother or by her older brother, she's still able to go and be Mima'enes. She gets no knas. And therefore, you want it to be medayik, but a ketana ba'alma. No. Mima'enes means a ketana ba'alma. It doesn't mean a girl that has been married off by the mother or older brother, and she was mima'enes. It means any ketana that's re'uya lima'en. That being the case, what we're saying is that a ketana ain't lo knas. And therefore, that goes like Rav Meir. Zok t'yimara, that's a very difficult teretz, because why do we have to say mima'enes? And then define mima'enes to mean any girl who's re'uya lema'en, which means a ketana. V'lisni ketana, go straight to the point. Ketana ain lo knas v'loy pitoy. So therefore to say that mima'enes means a ketana, a shver pshat. Therefore says, Yimar kasha, stak a shver on Rafram. Right, it says in the Bryce, Ailanis ain lo knas v'le pitoy. Uramini, let me ask you a kasha. You just said, Ailanis gets no knas. I have a Bryce that says, Achareshes, v'hashoyte, v'ailanis, yeshlen knas. There is a din of knas. V'yeshlen tainis psulim. Tainis psulim means that a husband that went and married any one of them, and after that found that there was no dam on the first night, he can come to Bezin and say, Ay, le'matzase le'bitcha psulim. We're going to talk about that more on the bottom of the Yomit. But what do I see from this? The braisa that we quoted before says Ailanis ain lo knas. This braisa says Ailanis yesh lo knas. Is a chastira yotzenisht. Frank Timur v'omai rumiyan. That's nishka kasha. Harameh harabanan. For the last 15 minutes, we've been talking about the fact that an Ailanis never has a period of naarus. She goes directly from ketana to boigeres. So if you hold like the rabbanon that a ketana also gets a knas, so then Ailanis yesh len knas. If you're telling me like Rav Meir holds that an Ailanis does not get a knas because Ketana doesn't get a knas, and there's no naris by an islandess, so that's why she doesn't get knas. So that's a very easy fix. One is Ramea, what's Rabbanan? And the Gemara says to the Kordla, my Kordla, I don't even understand what the Kasha was in the first place. I know that Ramea holds Ketana, ain't lo knas. I know that the Rabbanan hold Ketana, yesh lo knas. So that's a very easy fix. I don't even know why the Gemara even asked the Kasha. Says the Gemara, you know, you're right. The reason why we asked that Kasha was Mishum de Islay Lemirma Achriti Levei. It's really not because of that Kasha. That Kasha we knew you'd be able to resolve in a second. But we have another stira. The price of which we just brought says, Chareshes, Vahashoyte, Yeshlen Knas. But I have another price, Chareshes, Vahashoyte, Vahagwekers, and Mukas Eitz, Eilentanus Psulim. Ah, I'm sorry, not Knas. The first price says, Chareshes, Vahashoyte, Vahailanus, Yeshlentanus Psulim. Chareshes and Shoyte have a Tainus Psulim. Here it says, Chareshes, Vahashoyte, Eilentanus Psulim. So I have a stira, Chareshes and Shoyte, Chareshes and Shoyte. Do they have a Tanis Psulim or not a Tanis Psulim? Now we don't mean Yesh Lehen, that they have a Tanis Psulim. Yesh Lehen means that there is Shaykh Adin of Tanis Psulim, meaning that the husband can go and complain in Bezdin, Le Matzosi Levitcha Psulim. So one Brisa says, yes, a Chareshes and Choyta, if a person marries a Chareshes and Choyta, and he finds that there is no blood the first night, he can go the next morning to Bezdin and say, Rabbi Sai, and therefore I want to either take and not have a 200 ksuba, only a 100 ksuba, or perhaps it's a mekach toyis, I don't want to pay a ksuba at all. We had a discussion about that back in Masechtas Yevamis and earlier on in our Masechta. Now, but that's one brisa says, yeah, tainis psulim, the other one says, ain't let tainis psulim. So this is the stira. And the brisa continues on, asuma v'aylanis yeshlan tainis psulim. We're going to talk about Summa on the Amid Beis shortly. Summa Chasayim Mishim Ramei, Summa Ein L'Tainis Psulim, Summa does not have a Tainis Psulim. Obis Tachastira, Chareshes and Shoyta, one Brisa says, Yesh L'en Tainis Psulim, the other Brisa says, Ein L'en Tainis Psulim, Amr of Sheshet Loi Kashim, Hamram Gliyam Amr of Yeshua. Go back to the beginning of our Masechta. Remember we had several Mishnayis, one after the other, that Ram Gamliel says, we believe her Ne'emenes, and then Rabbi Yeshua said, Loi mipia anu chayim, she's not believed. Oh, we had three or four Mishnayos, one after the other. Gamliel says, we believe her. Rabbi Yeshua says, we do not believe her. You have to have Edom one way or the other. Aha. So now, therefore, the Gemara wants to say the same thing applies over here, too. We have over here, Chareshes v'Ashoyte. They are not able to go and defend themselves in Bezdin, because by definition, Ashoyte is deranged. Achareshes is considered to be a woman that ain't lo das, like every chayri shoyt v'katan ain lehen das. So chareshes v'shoyt don't have das, so they cannot defend themselves. However, what Agamor is saying is that the Bezin should go and taina on their behalf and say, according to Ram Gamliel, you chareshes v'shoyt, you could, would, should speak up in Bezin, but you're not able to because you don't have the intellectual maturity. But if you could speak up in Bezin, you would undoubtedly say, if you didn't find psulim, the reason is because misha erastani ne'enasti, I only became an anusa after I was already betrothed to you. So therefore, nistachva sadeu, it's your mazel that unfortunately I became ne'ensa, and that's why I'm entitled to the full psulim, like Ram Gamliel says. Or Rabbi Yeshua says, no, let me pee on a chayim, we're not going to go and believe her. Even though she has a migui, misharistani ne nasti, Rabbi Yeshua said that migui doesn't work. And then you remember the next parak said, but there is another migui that does work if you're talking about the holding of real estate. Anyway, Zokti Mor said that's the same machloikis. Zokti Mor be'emid shamas leidam gamliel hecha de katana ihi hecha le katana ihi mishamas lei. I agree with you that Ram Gamliel said in the first parak that if the girl says Mishristani, ne nasti, she's believed. Ne amenis. But over here she didn't say anything. How can we go and feed her with this defense if after all she doesn't say anything? Dokimar, de kasha nishkakasha. And, kim diamran gamliel mehemna, since Ram Gamliel says, by a regular normal girl, if she would say, Mishristani, ne nasti, she would be believed. Goinzu, in our case, we were dealing with the Chareshes v'Ashoyte. There's a pasuk in Mishle, which says Psach Picha Le'ilem. Ilem, as you know, means a person who is mute, cannot speak. A normal Chedush HaChareshes is typically a deaf mute. So what does the pasuk say? If you have an Ilem, a person that cannot speak, open the mouth, open their mouths on their behalf. That's what the Bezin is required to do. And a Bezin sees that a person is a Chedush or a Shaita, the Bezin should go and act as their spokesperson, or appoint a lawyer or an executor or a guardian on their behalf to be able to represent them. So in such a case, yes, Psach Picha Le'ilem, and therefore that's the answer to the stira between the two brises. One is Ram Gamliel and one is Rabbi Yeshua. The next case in this brise was a boigris in Latinus Psulim. A boigris, as we know, is a girl who's 12 and a half. The reason why she doesn't have a Tainus Psulim, because the Gemara says elsewhere that a boigris bisuleha kolim me elehen, meaning as a girl gets older and older, the psulim begin to dissipate, begin to dissolve, they begin to end. Kolim psula. And so therefore, if a man, a chosin, married a boigris on Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night he lived with her, Thursday morning he comes into Bezin and says, hey, Bezin, le matzos lebitcha psulim. And the Bezin says, how old is this young lady? She's already 13. Sorry, you're out of luck, because there's no tainus psulim once they're past the age of boigeres. Break timara. V'marav. Rav said boigeres noisim lalayla harishoy. What happens if a boigeres gets married and she lives with her husband and she finds blood the first night? We assume that that blood is dam psulim. And noisim lalayla harishoy, says Rashi, means what happens if they decide to live together a second or a third or a fourth time that night. They are allowed to, and each time that she sees blood, we're going to be toila that that blood is dam psulim. How can you make these two statements in the same breath? On the one hand, you said a boigeres no longer has psulim, and therefore the husband, the chosin, has no tainus psulim. He can't come to Bez and say, I didn't find psulim, because she's already, and the Bezin answers, yeah, of course, she's a boigeres. A boigeres doesn't have psulim. And in the same breath you say, but if you have a boigeres, you can go and allow her even multiple times bia on the first night, and you'll assume that each time that there's blood, that it's not damni, that it's dam psulim. These two things are irreconcilable. These are inconsistent. Everything on the Amid Beis, Lamed Vav Amid Beis, top line. Idikotoyin tang is damim, hachanami. Avadi, you're right. If he wants to go and be toyin, if the husband says, Le'matzasa levitcha psulim, I didn't see any blood, we go and Avad, in such a case, he could have a tainus psulim, because a girl at 12 and a half and 13 and 15 and 20, even though she's a boigeres, yes, she does still have psulim, and she does still have dam psulim. And if the husband says, I didn't find any dam psulim, he has a taina. So, Aybazoi, why does it say in the braisa, ein lo tainus psulim? Hacham ha'iskin tegatoin tainus pesa pasuach. He says, I don't know anything about blood. I didn't see blood. I don't know. But one thing I can go and tell you, that the opening down below was wide. It wasn't that narrow, tight opening that one would expect from a new kala, from a virgin. About that, says the Gemara, because she's already a boigeres, so her limbs and her organs and her whole body has grown, obviously. A mature young lady is much larger than a girl who's only 12 or 12 and a half. And so therefore, says the Gemara, he thinks that the Pesach was Pesuach. The truth of the matter was, the Pesach was Tzar. It was narrow. However, since it is wider because she is a bigger lady, because she is grown, so he thought Pesach Pesuach. But the truth of the matter is, he erred because it really was a Pesach Tzar. However, he didn't realize that. He thought that it was a Pesach Pesuach, but he doesn't know that as she grows, the opening becomes larger and larger, and that's the reason why he doesn't have a Tainas Psulim. So, talking more about the Sum Chazayim Mishum Ameh, Suma Ein Lo Tainas Psulim. A girl who's never blind has no Tainas Psulim. Not that she doesn't have, her husband that marries her doesn't have a Tainas Psulim to go to Bezin and say, hey, Limatzas Levitcha Psulim. And what's the thought process over here? The thought process is that because she's blind, unfortunately, she probably was a mukas eitz at some point in her life. After all, a blind girl doesn't know where she's walking, where she's going. She probably tripped somewhere. In Nebuch, she lost her psulim. And therefore, that's why the husband cannot say, oh, I thought you'd have psulim. Mister, you're marrying a blind girl. You could have known, you should have known that she's a mukaseit. So, do you want my time with them simchas? Why does simchas say, summa ein latinus psulim? Omrib zedim nation echbetzes al gabi karka. Because inevitably, she must have fallen and hurt herself down below on the ground, and she became a mukaseit, and that's why she doesn't have psulim. All girls and all boys, when they're playing, they go on their scooters, they go on their bicycles, they're running, they're coming, they're going. All of them eventually hit the ground at some point, and so therefore, every girl, you should say the same thing, that maybe she's a mukaseit, vosepes davka suma. Says Imara, you can't compare. Kulu royos amaris le'iman. When you have a regular girl, if she ever is nechpetes al gabi karka, she's going to immediately run to her mommy and start crying, mommy, ay, 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 and then she's going to have blood, it's going to be a bloody mess, and she's nechpet al gabi karka. And then the mommy is going to investigate and inspect what's going on, and she's going to say, just like I suspected, unfortunately, my daughter has lost her psula. And, says Rashi, when her daughter is going to go and get married, she's going to have to go and tell the shatchan or the shatchanis, or tell the chassan, I want you to know that unfortunately my daughter, or the daughter will say, when she was 8 years old, 10 years old, she was nechbetzes al gabi karka, she became a mukaseit, and she has no psulim. However, here the gabi the suma, zu ena roya, she doesn't know what's going on. She doesn't realize that it's bleeding, she doesn't realize, she knows she tripped, you know. A suma girl probably trips every day. It's nothing new. So she doesn't see that there's anything amiss. Meina mara the ima, so she doesn't show her mommy. But unfortunately, she became a mukaseit. And therefore, when the husband goes and marries her, he shouldn't go and say, well, nobody told me this is a mekach toiz. He should have realized on her own that she's a mukaseit. And the reason why nobody told her is because nobody knew to tell him. Vaitim. Vayoyte mishim shemra in lo leknas v'loy pitui. Yoyt Mishim Shemra means that the husband establishes for the benefit of the Bezdin that she was taka a lady that was already a Be'ula before they got married, and therefore she doesn't get Knas and she doesn't get Pitoy. Pray Timor Hayoyt Mishim Shemra, Baskilahi. I don't understand what you're talking about, that she Yoyt Mishim Shemra. See, it's a Baskila. You're talking about Knas mit Pitoy. If he can prove that unfortunately she went and was Mizana, then she gets Skila. Omer of Sheishis, Hokik Omer. No, Pshat the Bryce is Azoi. Mishiyotza Aleha, Shemra, Bialdusa. It's not that the husband was Motzi Shemra, Li Matzosi, Levitcha Psulim, but rather a girl where there was already a Shemra when she was younger that she lived with boys. Englo Leknas Vole Pitoy. Then we can assume that she was not a psula when the person was ma'aneser. We can assume that she was a ba'ula. No kenas, no pitoy. Omra papa, so the papa says, Shmamina, based on this, you can go one step further and make a parallel. Hai shtora reya. If you have a shtar in which there is also a shemra about this shtar, what means a shemra about this shtar? That people say on this shtar, that it is a false star, that it's counterfeit. You can't go and collect with it. Just like the Shemra took away her knas, the Shemra over here takes away the ability to go and collect on the star. Before we continue, let me understand the facts, the whole fact pattern. Are we saying that there was a call, the shtara, the zayfahu, that this shtar was mezuyef? There was a cult. People were talking about it. Oh, you see that shtar? Ah, that shtar is a counterfeit. The kavasa, the gabi, her, the gabi, the girl, hocha, the nafekala, kala, the zanoi, that unfortunately that there are rumors going around the rumor mill in the town that Nebuch, she was mezana when she was still a young girl, a ktana. V'omarava, yotzala shem mezana be'ir, ein choshinla. Rava says, if you have a better girl, that there is a shem, there are rumors that she's mezana, you ignore that. If you have edim is one thing, but just because there are people that are in the rumor mill and they're saying rumors, There are always a lot of people that spread false rumors. Fake news is the name of the game. Everybody knows about fake news. So what must you say? When we said about this girl, about the Yoitz and Hashem Shamra, it must be that it's not just a Shamra, El the Osipay Trevi Amri. We had two Adam that said, Lidithu Tavasani Beisura, that this girl, when she was 10 years old, she came over to us, two boys, individually or together, and said, I'd like to go and live with one of you or both of you. Obviously, a girl of poor morals. That's the case of the Yoitzes Mishim Shemra, that there was a Shemra, not just a kol, a rumor, but the two Edom that say that she was Teveya, she or Tevaas, she wanted to live with them, be Isur. In such a case, if afterwards a husband marries her and finds that she had no psulim, he should have known in advance that this is the type of girl that he married. Oh, so let's go back to Rav Papa. The kavasa hacha, the osa beitrevi amri, lidithu omelahu zaifuli. It must be that a person went over to two people, Reuven and Shimon, and he said to Reuven and Shimon, do me a favor. I want you to go and sign on this document so that I will have a document to go and collect money from Rockefeller or from someone else. Aha. So that must be the same type of situation, that he was teveya us to engage in this maisa of ziyuf, of counterfeiting. And just like in the case of the girl, we say she doesn't get a knas, because we could have, should have realized that she probably lived with someone, because that was the type of girl that she was, because she was teveya tavas, boys. So here too, the owner of the shtar was Teveya Edom to go and sign on a full shtar. And that's why it's not a good shtar. Says Yimor L'choy, the parallel is not a good parallel. Bishloy Mahasam Shchichi Perutzim. Just like, unfortunately, there are girls that might be Tevas, that might Nebuch try to seduce and try to convince boys to live with her. Unfortunately, there are boys out there that will accept the invitation. So then we have to assume that, in fact, she did live with someone, and that's why there's no tainus psulim. The husband can't go and say, I didn't know. What do you mean you didn't know? Everybody in America knew about this girl that at the age of 10 she was already soliciting partners to go and live with. So you should have assumed that she found someone. Elohacha imhuachzik, even though the owner of the shtar, he's a bad guy, and two people said about him that he was teveya them to go and sign on the shtar. So although he's a bad guy, Kol Yisrael mihochseku, are you telling me that among Klal Yisrael that we are choshe, that there are two people that are going to go and sign on the shtar falsely? How can you say that? And for the Gemara, Hakanamikim the Kamahadra, Ziyufa Eim Ziyufa Zayif Kosev. You're right. We're not going to assume that just because he was Teveya, he was seeking and begging people to go and sign falsely, that he in fact found two people. We're not choshed anybody like that. However, where choshed is that he asked 100 people, 1,000 people, please sign. And they all said, never, we're not going to sign falsely. We're not Edim Shakranim. Who do you think we are? So what do you think he did? So he went in himself, counterfeited the two signatures. He worked on it for several days, constantly looking over other signatures and trying to mimic them. And therefore, these two signatures are not that we are choshish, that two people went and signed this document, but choshish that the owner of the document signed it himself in the name of two other people. And that's why loy magvinim be, you cannot collect. So with this, we have finished the discussion on the couple of prices that we brought, and we start now the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. The first Mishnah in our parikah said, Eilanaris sheyesh len kenas. Zok the Mishnah, Eilu sheyesh len kenas. The following do not have a kenas. Now you remember when we started the previous Mishnah, the Eilu sheyesh len kenas, we talked about a geodis with a shvui and shivcha, sheniftu, nishgairu, nishtachru, before they became 3 years old. So even though these girls, unfortunately, the assumption is that somebody lived with them, but before 3 years old, psuleha choizrin. So therefore, we can assume that she's still a psula. Here we're talking about another case, just the opposite. Habol legeris v'leshvoi ha-shivcha, shenivdu, shenizgayu, shenishtachru, yeseirois al benoit shloish shonim v'yemechad. When the girl became a georis, or the Shivcha became Mishuchreres, or the Shvuya was redeemed from captivity, they were already older than three, and therefore, says the Tanakhama, I have to make a presumption that they already lived with some previously, and therefore there's no din of knas. Rabbi Yehuda said, I agree with you on the Gioiris, on the Shivcha, but I don't agree with you on the Shvuya. Shvuya Shenivdas Hari B'Kedushasa, Alpha B'Shigdoyla, even though she's more than 3 years old, I'm going to assume that the Shvuya is B'Kedushasa, that nobody lived with her. Don't automatically jump to conclusions. After all, this is a Bas Yisrael. The Goita that became a Gioiris, the Shivcha that Nebuch lived with Avodim, there I would say it's a 99% surety that they probably lived with someone. Here we're talking about a Shvuya, a finer Yiddish Maidel. Unfortunately, she was taken into captivity. Don't automatically assume that somebody lived with her, and therefore she remains B'Kedushasa. And if a person goes and is Ma'aneser or Mafata, he's got to pay Chamishim Kosef. Now, the second part of the Braisa, the second part of the Mishnah, we've already learned a few times over the last few days. Habo al bitoy, val bas bitoy, al bas benoy, al bas ishtoy, al bas beno, val bas bito. All of them, all of these cases, it says in the Torah, ba'esh yisrafu oisa v'yesen, is a din of sreifa. Jacques de Gemara, Einlen Knas is no din of Knas, but Nishim is chai ben avshay. Shem yisrasim bidei bezen. Bidei bezen means with sreifa. V'chom is chai ben avshay, ein mishalem, moment shenemim lo yi osoin, onoshi onish. We had that pasuk already numerous times. We learn from this the din of kom lei b'drava minei, that ein meis mishalem, since there is a chiyav misa on a person who lives with his bitoy, if there were edim with asra, we go and give him sreifa. So this fellow is potter from paying knas because of kom b'drava minei. So Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Doisa, Omer Dover Echad. Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah and Rabbi Doisa of the following Braisa, they both hold the same way. What do they hold? That a girl who is a Shvuya, you assume B'Kedushasa Kaima. Rabbi Yehuda of the Amar, that's Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that he said, Shvuya Shenivdis, Hariyah B'Kedushasa. Who's Rabbi Doisa? The sign of another Braisa. Shvuya. What happens if you have a Shvuya who is a Bas Koyin, who until now she always ate Truma because she's a Bas Koyin, but unfortunately she's a Shvuya, and now she was Nivdis. Maybe a Goy lived with her. If a Goy lived with her, unfortunately she became Nischalel by the fact that she lived with a Posel. So what's the din? I assume that she's B'Kedushasa. I don't assume anybody lived with her, and therefore she can eat Truma. Omer Reb Doisa, it says Reb Doisa, and the Chacham of course disagree. Omer Reb Doisa says, V'chima osel lo aravi haloz. What did this shegetz, what did this goy do to her? Toisa says that the reason why you say aravi is because it was known that the aravim were shtufim bezima, that the Arabs were, unfortunately, full of zima. And therefore, we just take them as an example. But we really mean any Gentile. V'chima osel lo aravi haloz. V'chima nation miyach lo ben dadeo. Pasam en akahuna. Just because he played with her, we automatically assume that he lived with her? No, it could very, very well be that this young lady was taken into captivity, and the captors had fun, and played, and made all types of games, but you don't know that they actually went and lived with her. So therefore, Reb Doisa said, don't jump to conclusions, and allow this young lady to continue eating truma. So the Chayda, both Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah says Hari B'Kedushasa, and Reb Doisa says Hari B'Kedushasa. So Reb Yochanan is right. Reb Yehuda of Reb Doisa Amru Dover Echad. Amar Rabba on the side it says Amar Rava. Dumalohi, you have no right. Akan Kama Reb Yehuda Hacha. You know why Reb Yehuda says Reb Yehuda B'Kedushasa Kaima? Elishlo Yehei Choyte Nisker. We don't want the bad guy to come out ahead. What does that mean? Under normal circumstances, a man, a Jewish man, who is Chas V'Sholem Ma'anes and Nara Psula, what's the din? He has to pay Chamishim. Ah, because she was a Shavuya, and I don't know her circumstances. Okay, you're off the hook. You don't have to pay the Chamishim. You sinner, you should go and get a break, because I'm not sure about the circumstances of this girl. Says Rabbi Yehuda, she's B'Kedushasa Kaima, unless you know otherwise. Pay your 50 Shkalim. And that's why Shalei Choytanisk. Avul Hasim, in that case, maybe he would agree, we got to be machmir legabi the isur of a cholola, chalola, psula, going and eating truma, maybe we have to go and say like the Rabbanan, that Taka, maybe Taka Shivuya did live with someone, and therefore she's asura b'truma. Or inami the other way around. When did Reb Doisa say she can continue eating trumas? Truma bismanazeh, which is Rabbanan. Oh, that type of truma. Avoknas tiraisa, which is our Mishnah, kirabanan svirle. Maybe they would agree like the Rabbanan. That what do the Rabbanan hold? That since knas is mina toira, I have to assume that chas v'sholem, maybe a man, the captor, did live with her, and therefore she doesn't get knas. So therefore, bottom line is, we have no absolute raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Doisa, Rabbi Doisa holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Amli abai, v'tam de Rabbi Yehuda hachash le'yechoy t'niskerhu. You said that the reason for Rabbi Yehuda, that he says, make sure to pay the knas, because we don't want the sinner to benefit from the fact that she was taken into captivity. That's the reason. V'tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, the same Rabbi Yehuda says, shvuyish nizbis harihi b'knu shasa. Same lashon like our Mishnah, she continues to remain kadosh. Afilu bas eser shonim ksuvasa masayim. Even if Nebuchadnezzar she was in captivity for an extended period of time, the ksuva remains masayim 200, and there is no svara v'hasa maishli a choyten isker ikka. There's no svara of a choyten isker. Here we're talking about a husband that goes and marries her. What's the din ksuvas masayim? It's 200 because we assume that she was not lived with. No one was boil her, although they played with her, but they didn't go and weren't boil her. Indeed, there's no svara of chayt in this grove. Nobody's doing any chet. We're talking about a husband that married her. So we see l'chay Rabbi Yehuda holds in all cases that a shvuy is biktush asa. Says Yomar, no. Hasa nami dilma memni v'loy naspi la. The reason over there is because Rabbi Yehuda is very concerned about this shvuya, that if there is a suffix, and therefore we say that a chassan only has to give 100 and not 200, she's already going to be considered spoiled goods. People are not going to want to marry a girl like that. They're going to say, oh, she was a shvuya. So what's it? Wait, is she biktusha or not biktusha? I'm not sure. Therefore, only 100. That sounds like that she, in all likelihood she lived with someone. I'm not interested in a psula. I want to have a ba'ula. I'm not interested in a ba'ula. I want a psula. So therefore, it's again a dilemma. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Doisa that for sure b'kdushasa kaima. Rabbi Yehuda also knows that there's at least a 50-50 chance or whatever, 25% chance that a goy lived with her. But nevertheless, in our Mishnah, shlo yechoyt nisker, that's why you have to pay the knas. And in the case of the ksuba, we want to make sure that she has enough potential suitors, potential chasanim. We don't want to brand her as a potential ba'ula, because that will disqualify 80% of the boys are not going to be interested. Frankly, more of a sober beauty, tushasa kaima. So the beauty taka hold tushasa kaima. But Tanya, I have another brisa. Ha poida se shvuya. Person who pays money to go and be poida shvuya, yisa'ena. He's allowed to go and marry her. In other words, he's allowed to assume that nothing happened to her, and he's allowed to, even if he's a kohen, allowed to marry her. Meyidba, however, if he testifies about her, that she never lived with one of the goyim, lo yisena, then he's not allowed to go marry her. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment, why would that be? I don't understand. Poydus shvui, he can marry. Meyid ba lo yisena. We'll see in a moment. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ben kach ben kach lo yisena. In all cases, if it's a koyin, don't marry her. Why not marry her? Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that she has a cheskas b'kdushasa kaima? That's the Gemara is going to ask in another moment. Before we get to the kasha of Yehuda, the Gemara wants to understand the Tanakam. Hagufa kasha. Amra poida ze shvuya yisa'ena. What does that sound like? Means if he's poida the shvuya, he knows. How does he know? I don't know. He must have done some investigation. And he found out that she still has her psulim. She didn't live with any of her captors. And then yisa'ena. V'adatan, and the same brisa continues on. But meyidba, if he is meyid, if he testifies, I know for a fact that she never lived with anyone. Lo yisena. Pray to Hashem to make it. But lo yisena. The choyra every point is a shvuya. The reason why we're allowing yisena because apparently he knows bari that she was not that she didn't live with anyone. So why when he's made it but lo yisena? The tomahalei kasha. The steer and the reisha nishka kasha because we have to do a slight modification of the reisha. Hachikama start the reisha again. Ha point is a shvuya umayid ba. Yisa'ana, a person who paid money for a Shvuya to go and redeem her, and he's Meir, but he says, and I know for a fact that she never lived with anyone, and therefore, even though I'm a Kayan, Yisa'ana is allowed to marry her. However, Meir Ba Kedi, if he didn't pay any money, he just says, I know for a fact that she didn't live with anyone, Lo Yisa'ana, he should not marry her. What's the pshat? Why is there a difference between the Reish and the Sefer? The Gemara is going to explain in another moment. But in the meantime, Mikol Makom Kasha Reb Yehuda. Let's go back to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda in our Mishnah said, Shvuya is Biktushasa. In that price of the Gabi Ksuba, Reb Yehuda said, Shvuya is Biktushasa. And here Reb Yehuda says, Bein Kach Lo Yisa'ana. Why Lo Yisa'ana? If he holds Biktushasa. Amra Papa, Eim Reb Yehuda, Oimer Bein Kach Bein Kach Yisa'ana. Just the opposite. Switch it around. Not Bein Kach Bein Kach Lo Yisa'ana. Because Rav Yehuda holds Shvuya Biktushasa Kaima. Rabbeinu Rav Yishu Aimer LeOilam Kiriktani Kiriktani that Ben Kach Ben Kach Lo Yisena. And Rav Yehuda Devarim Derabbanu Kamalahu. Rav Yehuda is holding a monologue or a dialogue with the Chacham, and he's saying, Lididi, according to me, Ben Kach Yisena, because I hold in the Mishnah, I hold in the Braisa, a Shvuya is Biktushasa Kaima, and therefore a kohen is allowed to marry her. Eli Dechu, according to you guys, that you are noivis, and you're telling me that maybe she did live with her captor. Bein kach bein kach, lo yisa'ana meboyele. There should be no difference between whether the person was poida her and meyed and married her, or a person who was just meyed alone, that he's not allowed to marry her. What's the difference? Both cases, lo yisa'ana meboyele. So do a Rabban and say, I'll explain to you my svara. How point is this? Will you may it by Yisa'ana? You know why? Lo isha the inish zuzi bechti. A person doesn't go and throw his money out in the trash bin for naught. 99% of the people, when they have money, they're careful about how they spend it, how they invest it, what they do with it. They don't just go and throw it out in the garbage can. They use it properly. So if he was pointed to Shvuya and may it by, that she did not live with anyone, you can assume that he knows what he's talking about. He wouldn't have spent the $100, the $1,000, the $100,000 to go and pay ransom for this girl and to be made, but unless he was sure. People don't throw their money away. Therefore, Yisa'ana. However, Meyedba, if a person is just being made, he didn't pay. In other words, she was a Shvuya. She was released because either the captors finally released her or somebody else paid. This fellow didn't pay at all. He just said, but I know that she didn't marry anybody. She didn't live with anybody. Lo Yisa'ana Meyedba Kedi. Kedi means for free, for nothing. Lo Yisa'ana. Why? Shema'inam Nosimba. Because maybe after she was freed, and then she was an asifa, and at the asifa they said, be careful about your daughters, because unfortunately they're going out there that are chapping maidlach. You see this maidl over here? Nebuch, she was tzichapt. Baruch Hashem, nothing happened to her, but she was tzichapt. Oh, somebody sees her. Ooh, that would be a nice kallah. She's a pretty girl. So what does he do? He says, oh, I heard and I'm sure and I know that she didn't live with anybody and therefore I want to go and marry her. Lo Yisa'ana, he's not allowed to because I'm afraid his Yetzer Hara is speaking and saying, I know that she didn't live with anyone. He doesn't know. He didn't pay anything. He didn't do any due diligence. It's just this gefilte. Shema'in of Nosimba. Therefore, Lo Yisa'ana, he cannot go marry her without having any edis telling us for sure that she is clean, that nobody lives with her. And with this, we end today's daf. Miachim to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Please try to come on time. This morning, people were a little bit late. I know the minion was a little bit shaky. Whoever can come to the minion, Shlomo, if you're able to come overnight and join Rabbi Fohan's minion, or if Shelley, if you can come and you can shorten maybe your other Zoom session, and any if you know any other friends, Romans, countrymen. Well, Romans not. We need the Jewish people. But anybody can come to the minion so we can start on time. Have a great day, everybody. Hatzlocha, Zayge Ben Kotu. Bye-bye.